Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 112. It's Catherine Bohart and Helen Bauer.
Hello.
This is Trusty Hogs, the podcast where we tell you about our perfect lives. And we also have guests, wonderful comedians in, to tell you all about theirs and to help you with advice on your problems. And look, I'll be honest with you, today we recorded the guest first.
Yes.
And Helen said the word slay approximately 100 times.
I'm
and
so
if she
sorry.
Says it one more time, I will. My jaw hurts from how on edge I am about it.
I'm so sorry.
So it has to stop now. And so Andrew has and I have agreed that we will take £5 away from your pay this month for every
when
time you say
when was that agreed?
Just now. For every time you say it on
when
this
I went
podcast.
Out for a cigarette.
Yeah, so careful what you do.
But just know.
You can say it in the context of Santa. That's it.
Okay. Understand that this is not a choice or something I want
Helen,
to be saying.
It has to stop. And this is the only way it's going to stop.
And I'm being very careful right now.
Good.
I've also been told by Andrew and Em recently and also in August by some people that work in my agent's office. Hey, Charlotte, Flora, the gang, Molly. That it's out. No one says it anymore. But I'm 32 and I'm trying to join in. And it does feel... It's hard for me to like suddenly like I'm in the gang and then everyone's like, that's not cool. So like, let's just be patient and loving and just understand that if I say it.
I'm out of patience.
I don't mean to.
Okay. Well, just keep it in mind because £5.
Can I have another word to say instead?
Nope.
Like oh, sick. How about sick?
No. Just
lit,
stop.
Lit.
Ah,
fire,
stop it.
Fire. How about fire?
You already say fire and I hate
fire.
It.
Through the fog, step forth. Trusty Hogs, yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them, or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
I'm already tired. We're ready to start the episode. How is that true? How? Helen, how was your week?
So much energy right now.
How was your week?
I finished my tour.
Woohoo!
Of this side of Christmas.
Well
obviously, still some dates in the new year. Norwich rearranging. I'm so sorry I couldn't make it.
I'm jealous that you finished. I'm only starting mine in March.
Don't. I know I'm going to be finishing as you're starting.
Oh, fuck.
But I have done two since you did your last one.
And it's important to have one hog on the road at least. At all times.
Always one.
At all times. Speaking of.
Go on.
You might be finished your tour, Helen, and I might be yet to start mine.
Go on.
But I think we have a little announcement for the hogs.
Are we announcing now?
We are indeed.
Ooh. Guys, we're about to become a fish road hogs. The Trusty Hogs are going on tour.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
It's a baby's first tour.
Baby's first tour. It's a little piglet tour, a little hoglet tour, a little teeny tiny style on the road. Andrew, where are we going and when, please?
We are going to Leicester on the 10th of February.
Hello, Leicester.
We are going to Dublin on the 4th of June.
How are you, Dublin?
Top of the morning.
No.
We're going to Bristol on the 10th of July.
Gertlesh.
Nice. 17th of July, we are in Brighton.
Hey, Gabe!
It's a seagull.
We are yet to announce Manchester and Edinburgh, but they
I'm
coming.
I'm buzzing for it.
But they're coming. Manchester and Edinburgh are coming as well. We just need to find dates, but we're very close.
And then we are finishing the tour at the Clapham Grand.
Whoa!
In London's
it's
famous.
It's so big.
Clapham.
Actually in Battersea.
Right. Well, listen. So that's the baby tour, but hopefully you'll be able to come to see us in one of those. We're very excited.
Yay! I'm excited to roadhog with you guys.
Oh, wait. Do Andrew and I have to do all the driving?
I think that was the agreement. I think that was pre-agreed.
Christ. Yeah.
I think that was. Right. Originally, very early days of discussing this a couple of months ago, when we were all fizzied up about it, we were like, but we can save costs if we all drive together. And I was like, yeah, no, 100%.
But you can't drive.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But like, I'll be there for like emotional support.
Tomorrow I'm driving all the way to Lichfield and back. And I thought that was near and it's far away. It's like beyond Birmingham.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
And because I went to book trains and then I was like, I'm going to have to leave at like 1 p.m. if I go on the train, whereas I can leave at 5 if I go in the car. But fuck, it's going to be 5 hours in one night and I'm very tired. Hope I get there and back safely.
Honestly, finishing this tour, I suddenly had like a burst of energy. I did 6 cities in total.
How is it that I just said I'll be tired and you're like, I'm so awake. Hey, this energy is very...
to support you.
It's nice. It's very nice. It reminds me of like toddler energy.
Thank you.
I think you have a story about.
I went to a toddler's birthday party.
Go on.
Sunday. I literally finished my tour and was within 8 hours I was on the train going, I'm going to a toddler's birthday party. Oh my God, what am I doing?
Where was it?
It was in Brighton. It's on my friend's little boy. Okay. It was so sweet.
How old?
2.
What? And how many of them were there?
Oh God, probably about like 10 toddlers and then like a couple of like kids who were like older siblings.
Were they just sort of bashing into each other?
Oh, I was bashing into them.
Helen!
It was such a, what, like there was like, I sort of got there and I was like, oh, it's just going to be like weebling about, and then immediately like walked in and all the adults are talking and I'm like, I don't want to introduce myself to anyone because I've got no social battery for adults at the moment.
But you do have for kids.
And I walked in with Francis because it's like me and Francis' mutual friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And Francis sort of like went and did like the talks with the adults and I was like, so here's your birthday gift.
To the toddler.
Like got in the ball pit, immediately was like, there's pop-up tents, there's tunnels, which did not fit me. I did try. Got stuck around my hips. It was okay. I went back. It was fine. And oh God, like a big Connect 4 that was made out of foam. And they had a projector playing like different songs from Disney with the videos on.
This is amazing. And this is your dream scenario.
Yeah, and there was like little
bowls of crisps. What's
this
place called? How do we organise your party there? What's it called?
It was a pub. It was like at the corner of a pub.
Huh?
And there were little bowls of crisps and little...
in a pub?
Little fairy cakes.
What? Yeah. This is an amazing...
Like, my friend booked like the corner of like a bar for like the daytime, right? So like it was
That's amazing.
Done at 4:30. And it was just like, I live here now.
Yawning. I'm so sorry for yawning.
You're very sleepy, aren't you?
I'm really sorry, yeah.
Did you not sleep last night?
I haven't been sleeping well the last few
weeks.
What's
been going on?
Well.
Moving.
Yeah, and just like a lot of like, I've had to make some big personal decisions.
You have,
it's all
actually.
Very tedious and boring. But I'm just exhausted and shattered tonight. You know when you're worrying about something so much that you don't really sleep?
Yes.
That even once you've done it, you're like, oh God, I'm like going to be catching up. But Christmas is soon and I'm fine. My point is...
I had the biggest edible the other day. And I never do that. But my friend...
What?
I was like...
Sorry, what? I'm awake now. I was not expecting that segue.
I had such a good sleep.
What?
And like she gave it to me.
Sorry, what do you mean? Is this a situation where somebody gave you a brownie, you ate it, and then they went, shit, there's drugs in that, and you went,
No. My friend was like talking about like edibles and I was like, Do you have loads? Like, do you have edibles? And she was like, yeah, and I was like, I'd love to try it. Like, I've smoked weed before, but like never like enjoyed it or like found like what worked for me. But like I love the idea of like having a buzz and falling asleep. So she was like, okay, well, I'll bring something for you. So the next day I saw her and she brought me like weed infused fudge, like chocolate fudge, but it tasted tastes like cannabis. And I ate.
Wait, did it taste like cannabis?
Yeah, that's, and she was like, have half of it, and you have to wait an hour and a half because it will kick in. And I was like, totally understand. So I had like
all of it.
I was like traveling back from Newcastle.
You had all
like,
of
from,
it.
Yeah, from back from Edinburgh, and I waited till I got home, and I had half of it, and I waited an hour and a half, and I was like, I literally feel nothing. And I waited another 10 minutes, and I'm like, nothing. And I messaged, and she was like, anything? And I was like, literally nothing. She's like, I don't have a bit more, and I was like, I'm just gonna have the whole thing because like I'm literally feeling nothing. I had the whole thing. Eventually, Sunil comes home, and he's like, are you high? And I was like, no. Like, I'm literally, he's like, you seem a bit drunk. And I was like, well, maybe, but maybe I'm just like sleepy. I honestly, and she was like, get the snacks in. You're going to eat food the best you've ever eaten it. And I was like there with my food all around me, like, here we fucking go. And nothing. But then when I went to bed, I did not turn. I just slept for like 9 hours straight to the point where I slept on one side for 9 hours that I woke up with an earache.
Yeah, I know,
like,
that feeling.
When you, like, you sit and you're like, oh, ow, ow. Because it's just been like blocked for like, it was insane. And I just woke up and I was like, oh my God, I'm healed.
I can't tell.
But didn't get high.
I can't tell if you got like a tranquilizer amount, it just took too long to kick in, or if it had no effect, but you were so like in the zone of going to be relaxed that you just knocked yourself out.
I don't know whether it works if like, I was overthinking a bit, but I was like, maybe because I've had like a full dinner. I was like, maybe I should have it on like a slightly empty stomach because like there was so much food in my belly. Like I had dinner and then I had it.
You diluted the fudge too much.
I think I might dilute the fudge. I think I should just do it first thing in the morning, but I've eaten it all now.
Yeah, I guess. Did you just burp?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you see me try and swallow it though? Like it went up and I went.
I hate you. This is how you end up with sausage in your nose. This is how it happens.
You know, I walked past that foils earlier.
I keep walking by it and being like, Jesus Christ. Yuck.
But maybe.
You've done that to a lot of places.
I'll try and get more edibles.
Yeah, listen, it sounds like you could just have some fudge and go to bed.
I really want to get loads of, because you know I still haven't tried mushrooms. Remember ages ago, like we had Jack Barry on.
You talked so much about mushrooms that you still haven't done them.
I didn't do them.
You talked such a big
mushroom
game.
I got rid of them. I thought they'd gone out of date. Like after a year. I just never did them. I just never got to the point where I was like comfortable in the evening and also had the day off the next day, just in case it was like a crazy hallucinogenic. But I'm really tempted to like get loads in this Christmas.
Oh my God, for family time.
Well, this is the thing. This is the first family Christmas that I will be at and my sister won't, right?
Is your sister staying in Cornwall?
She has to work in Cornwall, right?
Wait, she's blowing off Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
By choice?
She has to work. Like, this I is like part of this new job. I fucking love this for her. So, but she, I love her, but she takes up all the space, right, in the family. Like, it's like, she's just like the center of, and anyone with like, neurodivergence in the family knows that like sometimes one person just sort of like fulfills everything. So like part of me is like, oh, is it going to be a bit quiet, maybe a bit awkward at my it's a guessing game. And then I'm like, maybe I should, this is my chance because it's like a break
with your mom
to just, well, my mom's done hallucinogenic before when she was little.
Yeah, but my point is like, do you, little feels like the wrong word there. Do you mean younger?
Younger.
Okay, yeah. Great. My point is like, do you want to be doing them around your family or do you not want to do them when you have time alone?
Well, this is the thing. This Christmas, like, it's very, like, and once again, for people that do sometimes, like, I do love my family. They're great. It's just everyone struggles with their family in different ways.
Yeah, and Christmas is like a tricky time.
And this year I'm going into it very, did we ever talk about what happened with me last Christmas?
We personally talked
about
it.
Yeah, I know we
did.
I
can't remember if we talked about it on the podcast.
I ended up spending it alone in case.
Yeah.
So it was like a Christmas Eve meltdown and then alone. But it's very boundaried this year. Like I'm staying in a hotel. Like my family, or some of my family are also staying in the hotel. But I've got my own room.
Oh, and do that's you?
Yes. I've already done that discussion. I'm like, look, I know it makes more sense to save money that we all share rooms. But like I'm, like I said, like I will, I this is not a judgment on you. I just know that I need this.
And you paid for your own room.
Own room. Actually, my mum paid for it in the end.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I didn't ask her to. It was very sweet. But
fair
I was
play,
like, this
Mom.
Is something I need. And she was like, and then she sent me a lovely message being like, and this is something that I need to work on. Like, I'm very like scrupulous with my money and like very aware of it. But like, I'm also aware that everyone, we need our own space. And I'm like, 100%.
That's so nice.
So my brother's sharing with her.
Good luck, Ted.
That's for him to have that
Good
conversation.
Luck, Ted.
And that's for him, okay? Fucking 34 with his mummy. Poor Ted. Oh, he's such a good, he's a really good man. He's such
Wait,
a good man.
He's going to be chopping and tailing with your mum and he's you're going to be doing man. Shrooms in the next room. And if you're going to do mushrooms in a hotel.
You know I barricade now. You know I barricade.
I didn't know that you barricade.
I barricade, which is when I put, well, my friends call it barricading, which is when I arrive at a new hotel and I lock myself in with a suitcase in front of it so I can't easily get out. But if you want, what we could do is ensure you could message me on the evenings, because I mean, we'll talk all the way through Christmas anyway, because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
But
you could plait some wire into your hair and then use that to pick the lock.
What hotels have locks?
Okay.
They're all cards, aren't they?
All right, fine. Okay, fine. I'm just spitballing. You could put a card. You could put a card under your tit.
You're making me so paranoid. It's going to happen again.
You could put a card between your butt cheeks. You could put a card between your toes.
Speaking of that hotel episode,
yeah,
Andrew shared and I like so like obviously since we last recorded, these Spotify raps like come out and stuff, and we were sort of like talking in our group chat, being like, oh my god, it's so cool, like we're in people's like top tens and blah blah. And then Andrew obviously has the statistics of like what we've got on Spotify as far as like listenership, and it was like most shared episode, the stairwells and shame, or what was it called? Stairwells,
on WhatsApp.
Sleepwalking and shame.
Sleepwalking and shame is the most shared on WhatsApp by like a significant percentage.
Because everybody's like, listen to this horrible woman's life and trust that everything's going to be okay.
I swear we've done some really good, like, interesting conversations around, like, mental
health.
We've
had superstars. We've had superstars on.
But that's the most shared one. That's the one.
Wow.
Poor Helen.
Wow. That's tragic. But also, thanks, Helen. Thanks. I reckon thanks. Shall we do... We have our guest
on. I know we've
got
a guest, but I know you had a wax. But should we do that on the extras?
Oh, my God. In the extras, I'm going to tell you about the best wax I've ever had in my fucking life. Oh, my God.
Crotch.
For now, please welcome to the podcast, Gabby Bryan!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello. Thank you so much for donating to our Patreon. If you have done, thank you. We really appreciate you. We kind of thought we should jump on and explain to you what we're doing with your money, because... while we love that you're giving it freely and blindly, shall we say, we just wanted to say that it really does help make this podcast massively. So we spent it on renting this office so that we can make the podcast, which we could not do, as you know, because we were kicked out of our last place because they closed for a week. So they said, then they reopened. So were they just trying to get rid of us? Who's to say? But thank you so much for helping us be here. We also spent it on all of the equipment. We used it to buy our microphones, our cameras, our audio equipment, and our... whatever tech stuff Andrew does. And
there's a mixing desk, and he's got that sound mixer too. Is that sound mixer?
It is, yeah.
We use it genuinely to buy coffees for our guests, sometimes to buy them lunch if they've come a long way. Mm-hmm.
And me lunch sometimes.
Yes, and I think that's reasonable.
Remember when we all went for bagels?
And then also, in order to make this podcast, we have to book guests. We have to... record the episode, which usually takes about 2 hours, and then Em and Andrew have to edit out all the things that we say and lots of burping. I wonder who from. Yeah. And
who?
And and then we but then we have the guest on, then we have our usually record, we probably take about 7 hours to make two episodes in the office.
Yeah, around that.
And then after the record, Em and Andrew have to edit it. And Em and Andrew probably spend 2, 3, 4, how long, how many hours?
It takes about 30 minutes probably, doesn't it, if you really knuckle down.
How long does it take to edit it, Andrew?
It depends on how many things you need cut.
That's you. For example. That's you.
Actually, the worst one ever was Helen.
Yes. So how long would you say the average edit takes?
at least another couple of hours, yeah.
At least another couple of hours. So another, probably each episode probably takes between booking, recording, editing, posting... probably takes close to 7 to 10 hours. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we use your money for. And we really appreciate it. And we really appreciate you. And
it's nice that we have a team of friends. And
it's
we all get
phenomenal.
To work together, and we all get to earn some money.
But we make some money off the podcast. Yeah. Sorry, that feels like it's obvious, but thank you. And we pay Andrew and Em accordingly. And I can't stress enough, we couldn't do it without you. So thank you.
But what it means is that we can continue doing it, because... it's not taking, like, it's something that when other jobs come in, we go like, yeah, but we've got this job as well. Instead of it's something that doesn't take, it means that it's important to us and allows us to do things like, yes, I'm finishing my tour now, but then Catherine will go on tour, but there will always be one of us to be able to be flexible around the other one's schedule.
And also, so I think we probably, for a good few episodes, it cost us money to make. So it's such a thrill to be able to say that this is our job and we love making it and we're just so grateful to you. So listen, if you support us already, this is just a way of saying, here's what we're doing for your money. Thank you so much. We wanted to be transparent. And if you haven't yet joined the Patreon, then, well, why the hell not? Don't you want us to make more episodes? Longer episodes? More episodes?
I think it's the best Christmas gift one can give to themselves.
To give us money on Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
We're giving to you, but you're also giving to us.
And by us, she means her.
And it's the season of giving.
To us.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh, I thought you were going to say come all ye patrons.
Oh, shit. Oh, come all ye patrons.
That's lovely.
Joyful and triumphant.
Not join us and donate.
Oh, come ye. Oh, come ye and donate to
Hogs.
Us.
Hogs. Listen, we should have workshopped it before. Sure.
We don't spend our money on singing.
Love is all around me. And so the feeling grows.
And so the feed. Oh, podcast feed grows. Or so the
thank you so much for your support.
Thank you so much for donations. Have a great Christmas. Roadhogs, 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 oh, roadhogs, roadhogs.
What's that on the M6? It's a car full of pigs. And Helen, Catherine and Andrew.
Woo-hoo!
We're coming on the road. We're coming Leicester. We're coming...
Manchester, Edinburgh, Dublin.
Edinburgh, Dublin.
Brighton.
Leicester.
Bristol. And that's where...
Clapham Grand.
And Clapham Grand. It's a little long
see you then.
The door.
Bye. Beep, beep.
Do come though, please.
Andrew had his headphones on,
oh,
and I just gave him a fright.
Sorry, Andrew.
It's okay.
The vibes in here, I will say, before we start, and we have started, are immaculate.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Perfect
so much
energy.
For saying so.
Shut your whole mouth.
Do you mean shut up. I will not talk for the rest of the podcast.
Just have said that. Oh my god, do not take instructions so well. She will be a bully about it. Hi, welcome.
Thanks for having
You're
me.
You're American.
I'm American.
Slay.
I'm from the United States.
But you look American. Like you, if I had to pick you out in a line, if I was in an airport, I'd be like, that lady's American.
I get that a lot, and I can't tell if it's a good thing
no,
or a bad thing.
It is. Do you know what it is? You have an actually smiley face, which very unusual for, may I say, women who are so beautiful.
Stop.
Because you don't
like it in
have
here.
To be cheery, right?
Yeah,
you can
okay.
just be hot, but you're cheery and hot, and that is an American habit.
And you've got hot hair. You've done the...
It's fake.
Is it?
It's fake hair.
How much
are
we talking?
There's a lot of fake hair in my head.
No, there's...
Clippings.
Get in there.
Oh,
it's all fake.
They're
it's
good
all
though.
Fake.
They're good though.
So my
those ones are good because they're not. I'm not seeing a big black clip or any
no,
sort
it's
of
little. Hidden.
Yeah, that's very good.
Well, you see, I have a twin brother, and his girlfriend is a hairdresser, so she has to put fake hair in my hair, my head for free.
Oh my god, sick! So even if you didn't need it, you should get it because
exactly.
she has to.
I'm gonna take advantage of my situation.
I genuinely
I
thought you were
going to
say...
I can't believe you lied to me and it's so gorgeous.
What?
Well, that's not a lie. She admitted it straight away.
I know, but I feel way more comfortable with you now.
No, it's like, all a lie. Listen, I have filler. Let's get into it. Like,
oh my God, thank God somebody else is here.
I love
the
this
judgment
for you.
Don't even worry.
The judgment I get when I say that I get Botox on this podcast is intense.
Yeah, you do get some judgment.
I get a lot of judgment. A lot of judgment. And I'm like... Well, you try be on television and 35.
Exactly right. Here's the thing. I'm from New Jersey. I don't know if you're familiar with the lore of New Jersey.
Yes, I've watched all the shows.
You get it.
Yeah.
So we
they
are
go
slowly...
there for a dance competition in Dance Moms.
Yes.
Very competitive in Jersey.
We're serious. Yeah. So we're slowly like freezing our body parts one at a time. So
right.
I'm not even going to look human in a couple of years.
Oh my God, how exciting.
I want to be...
Are you making the most of looking human while you have it? Like, are you doing anything while you have the time? Or are you going to just, like, before you become full? Frozen?
Yeah, no.
No, good
no,
for you. No,
I'm just
good.
Really running towards that goal.
Excellent.
Of just being like a
running
lizard,
is quite nice
really.
So that you look like you're caught in the wind when you get there.
Yeah,
it's like,
you
I
look
mean...
like it's constantly like a photo shoot. That's my goal.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have goals. And I...
This is so exciting. just an American, like from New Jersey, which
from
is a good accent.
New Jersey.
Oh my God, there it is.
Oh my God, do you know about the New Jersey Hill people?
No.
Oh.
Wait, we have hills?
Oh, by the way, it's so funny that you were like, do you know about the lore of New Jersey? And Helen was like, do you know the following things about New Jersey? The first
like,
one
no,
you don't know.
No, no.
They live in swamps and they're off grid.
Excuse
Where?
Me?
I don't know.
Where did you read this?
I heard it on a Chris Gethard podcast about 7 years ago, and I do not remember the facts.
Well, so there's this publication in New Jersey called the Weird
New
NJ.
Jersey.
Yes. Yep. And we all grew up reading this thing, and Chris Gethard is obsessed with it. Yes. So it's like all of the creepy...
Wait, I'm sorry, is it online or is it like...
It was a magazine.
It was back
If you could even remember what magazines were.
Whoa, whatever you're doing to your face is really working because you don't look old enough to have even known what like print media is.
I know. I have a TikTok face and it costs a lot
you
of money.
You really do. Wow. Well, keep spending a bit. Yeah. It's worth every penny.
Thank you so much.
I use lip balm.
That's awesome.
So you know, I've also got a routine.
Because
they get all cracked, and then I roll a cigarette, then I put it on, then I take it off, and the paper gets stuck to my loose skin.
That's kind of chic, though.
Thank you.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, everyone fancies
chic.
Me.
I'll
have a cigarette with a bit of my lip on it, and it'll be bleeding, and then a guy will be like, I'll lick you out. And I'll be like, leave it. I'm having a cigarette. Call me later.
Wait, do you guys say Maggie McCunt? I learned that in Liverpool. It means eat your pussy.
What
Maggie
McCunt. Does it?
Moggy.
McCunt.
Me cunt.
I'll be honest, we don't say that. I'm not from Liverpool. And may I say, it's a little forward for my personality.
Okay.
But Helen would say it if she was Liverpoolian.
Yeah, you hungry lads? Like, yeah.
That's
yeah, she'll say that.
Hilarious. Do you want a buffet? Like, 100%.
Are you hungry lads? I'm going to do that.
Do you want a buffet? Do you need a dip? You know?
Like,
there's always
God.
Options.
This is good because I'm doing all of the UK podcasts and I'm getting the like slutty, slaggy phrases from everyone and I'm just collecting
them.
Oh,
those aren't slutty or slaggy. That gives it a compliment. This is like a Muntaminga thing.
What the hell did you just say?
So just sort of like a Muntaminga, like dictionary definition?
Yes.
In Oxford English. Andrew would look it up for us. I personally think of it as like... A woman, bless her, who's just like...
No, can be a man can be
not
a minger.
Or
a munter.
A guy can be munted, but he can't be a munter.
Okay, I do hear
you guys sound
saying.
Like trolls.
Welcome to our podcast.
I think of a minger as a woman with like, she's always moist, but not where you'd expect it to be.
Okay.
Listen, they are
like
unattractive
boils.
People, but they're also, and it's important, I think there's a relevant factor of
I'm a minger.
I'm a minger. Like, they're also there's something grim about it. It's not just like, oh, you haven't been blessed with beautiful features. It's like, you smell like a food that I can't place.
Well, it's like, you know how all garbage, once it gets hot, smells the same, no matter what garbage it is?
There you go.
I think that's there the beauty of this planet Earth.
There you
is
go.
That no matter where you are and how slutty you are, we all smell the same. Everyone hold hands.
That's so beautiful.
Oh my God. I'm happy to be
how
here.
How have you... No one has ever alpha'd this podcast before.
I've never felt...
Mommy's in town.
You have head girl energy. This is very exciting.
But you're not a minger, and I want you to know that. Catherine's
she
also
knows
not a minger.
She's not.
I don't even know. I still can't grasp what it is. But
you're
thank
a babe.
You.
It's like, what's the American for minger or munter?
Well, Jersey Shore, we'd call it.
Do you say trollop?
Trollop. That feels Shakespearean.
She went old English. She was so wild. It was like, what's the American trollop?
In New Jersey, we'd call it a grenade.
A grenade.
Yeah, or like a slam pig. That's brutal.
Oh, yeah, they call it bush or swamp donkey or bush pig in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Slam pig.
A slam pig.
Okay, what? I'm a slam pig.
Yeah.
Why do we need sexism if we're going to do it for ourselves? What are you talking about?
It's still sometimes a little fun.
I used to be called a swamp donkey by Australians I worked with. And a bush pig.
Yeah,
a swamp donkey.
I didn't even know donkeys frequent in the swamps.
This one does.
Well, I guess, doesn't Trek live in a swamp and he has a donkey friend?
So true.
So
oh my god, you are so smart.
Maybe do some research. That's, okay. Yeah, if you're going to come on the pod, it just feels like, ugh.
Actually, watch all the Shreks before you go on the pod.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, weird New Jersey.
I don't even know where I left
off. Sorry. Yeah. Come on, you do. Come on.
We're New Jersey Magazine.
Chris Gethard.
Chris Gethard. I'm slurring.
No, but I didn't
know. I'm hammered. Chris, yes, it was all about like the ghosts and goblins and demon lore of New Jersey. It's like the New Jersey Devil. You'd get into that. You know where all the haunted houses
jokey?
Were.
No,
it was dead serious.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And there was an article about my street that I grew up on. Yes, because I grew up in a deeply haunted
house. I love how we all
house.
Refer to the houses, to the road that we grew up on as my street.
My street.
Because our parents owned a property on the street.
Yes. But it was mine above all.
Yes, of course.
But I lived in a haunted house and during, I know.
No, you didn't.
I
yes,
swear.
You did. Catherine, you weren't there.
I was there, Catherine. I remember.
Okay, my what bad.
Sort of ghost?
Just so. We had a stream in the backyard, and it was the hospital grounds of the Battle of Monmouth. Don't know which war that is. Will not look it
civil.
Up.
Civil. And there was civil. Nothing civil about it.
Andrew, please look it up.
It was civil.
Battle of Monmouth, please, Andrew. He's had Andrew. Seven things to Google already.
Let me just close the tab about the dictionary definition of munter.
Yeah, of course.
It was revolution.
I was going to say the revolutionary, actually.
Were you? Because
that was my second choice.
You were going to say the revolutionary.
They came one after the other.
Quick. We like battles. We like war.
You guys do, to be fair.
Love war. Yeah.
But that same. Shout out to all war.
Historical war. Historical, not present.
What is wrong with the pair of you? Oh my God.
Historical.
Shout outs to war. Christ.
No, don't fight. Seriously, stop.
You just shouted out to war. You don't like fighting? You're like big scale or nothing.
I like men wearing matching outfits.
I like the looks as
you
well.
You guys should watch sports instead. Let me say that to you.
Oh, speaking of sports, putting a pin in seven things we've been talking about and just quickly a brand new topic.
What's your favorite sport?
I don't have one, but I do want to have sex with a footballer. Can you guys make that happen for me?
Do you mean an English footballer or an American footballer?
English. We don't have those.
Could we make that happen for you?
I can take
Could
you
we
Sunday.
Make that yeah. happen for you? Yeah, no one has ever been more divorced from... Wait a second. Do you mean a male footballer?
Well, I don't care.
And you're easy with the Premiership. Like, I'm in the Premiership.
Okay.
Aldershot Town FC.
She's queer.
Aldershot Town FC. Oh, I'm going to a sports match tomorrow night. You can come with me.
What kind of
it's rugby.
Show?
It's rugby.
Yeah, my friend France
she's
is
canceling
playing.
The show.
I'm canceling the show. Is it men or women?
Mainly, it's just they's, she's they's gays.
Oh my God, I didn't know they's played rugby. That's so inclusive.
They love rugby.
They do in Brooklyn.
Let me say.
Well, rugby is just gay sex with shirts on.
Agreed.
So I understand how it could be.
If you want, you
gay.
Can come and sleep Agreed. With one of them.
Well, they better be hot. This is all I care about. Oh, I don't care about gender. You have to be hot.
That's kind of nice. That's like, take progressive and make it shallow.
Yeah.
I love
but
it.
Exactly.
Love it.
It's like progressive, but make it Republican.
Yes.
That's sort of my vibe. It's Joe Rogan sicko mode.
Oh my God. God.
I didn't get the last part of that. Joe Rogan sicko.
Sicko mode. What? Do you guys have sicko mode?
Oh, right. Sicko like that.
It's just extreme.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. I've watched Fear Factor, so I get the
That's
reference.
Sicko mode. Yeah. That is literally Joe Rogan sicko
good
mode.
Good show. Yeah, really, good really show, actually.
But wait.
Wow, I haven't taken one breath. I'm like... No.
Oh, and you can't and you won't and you mustn't because actually then people will leave.
Okay.
But no, it's important to say that we don't know any professional footballers. That's so weird.
Aldershot Town FC, they'd be gagging for it.
But I know a lot of lesbian footballers and they're very hot. And... we can definitely introduce you to that.
Okay.
And I must say this, need to go back to your haunted house. And I can't believe I'm the one advocating for that because I don't believe you lived in one. But
totally.
It feels important that we finish a conversation.
One single story.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally. And I've been Catherine. On here for 3 minutes, to be clear, and we're 8 stories in.
Catherine's afraid of spirit.
Do you not believe in ghosts?
She's afraid of spirit.
Or you're afraid of spirit.
She's afraid of believing.
Neither. I guess I just don't think that if there are ghosts, I don't believe in ghosts. There I said it.
There it is. Finally. Spit it out.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay. Here's the thing. I personally have never seen a ghost. So I could just be, it's all tales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all tales.
And vibes.
And vibes, of course. Thank you for bringing up vibes on this girl podcast. So it was the Battle of Monmouth, the hospital grounds in our backyard.
Revolutionary War.
That's when we left you guys.
Isn't it called the Revolution? Okay, fine. It's called Revolutionary War.
Those come and go, it feels like.
You're right. You're so right. My apologies.
Yeah.
I'm the problem. Go
How
on.
How dare you gender the Revolutionary War. Okay.
Thank you for being here, Gabby. I'm actually really appreciating
what you're
saying.
Yes. Okay. So deeply haunted area. And there was a story in Weird NJ that... there was a woman in all white, as ghosts do. It's like they never wear color. If you're going to be modern, wear color. But it's always a white virginal gown. It's like, grow up. And she just haunts our road and walks back and forth. And people will, it's just a main road, and people will stop to like ask if she needs a ride home, and then she'll disappear.
See, first of all, I do not believe anyone in New Jersey is seeing a virgin creepily walk up and down the streets and is offering her a lift home.
Well, no one in New Jersey is seeing a virgin.
Well... So again, I say, I'm not really finding this plausible.
No, now honestly, now that I'm retelling the story, I'm like, this is garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
come
stay
on.
With it. Wow. Don't
come
lose
on.
It.
No, I mean it. And the virgin was me.
No.
So the people would like wind down their windows and be like, oh, are you okay, madam? Do you want a lift?
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, oh, and...
and disappear.
Slay.
Yeah. That's which is pretty like a hot girl thing to do. Yeah. Just like be whining down a road.
I'm so lost and scared.
Pixie dream ghost. Very manic pixie dream ghost.
Yeah. Manic pixie dream ghost episode title.
Love it.
Also,
love
how
it.
Is she linked to the war?
I have no idea. Maybe she was just a nurse or something.
Mm. Oh, so I really thought that would be relevant to the story, but you were like, I don't know, nurse?
Yeah, no, I didn't draw
what
the
did
listen.
Women in the war nurse?
I think they were only allowed to nurse.
That sounds true.
Yeah. Unless they pulled like a Mulan situation and they cut off their hair and put a helmet on.
And sang the song.
A helmet.
Hey, boys.
Classic
I guess
actor.
I'm one of you now.
I'm just a soldier named John.
I honestly love that character. And I think it's the kind of queer I'm attracted to. The soldier called John.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Could you
bring him to the studio.
A British version. One American version of Mulan. Hey, I'm Jack. We're getting our dick
what up, boys?
He's a lad.
Wait.
Gabby, you're here for gigs, shows?
I'm here for shows.
What are you doing?
I'm doing 21 Soho this Friday. I don't know when this episode comes out. It might be after
next
the fact.
Next week.
Well, so you'll have done
it. It's come and
gone. Okay.
I'm
we
doing,
hope you enjoyed.
I hope you guys had the best time at my show.
Yeah.
That you didn't know
of
about until a week later. I'm doing a show called Slags versus Sluts. And it
what is...
What is
the distinction?
Well, you guys are slags in the UK. You two specifically.
I'm Irish.
I'm actually very Catholic.
We said the same thing. Yeah. You said frigid, I said Irish. Yeah. So yeah, okay.
UK slag, and then US is slut. And same thing.
Okay, great. Is it Americans versus? Do you have to fight? How does it
they're
work?
They're gonna fight to the death.
Nice. I really like it.
Live
watch that.
At 21
Wait, like physically?
Soho. No, it's just a competition of who could possibly be sluttier. And there's like segments, and then people are doing sets, and it's a wild variety show.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Second question. Have you and Olga Koch ever been seen in the same room at the same time?
No. I went to see her show at Fringe, but we don't know each other.
Mm-hmm. I believe that you're split from the same ad. Yeah, I'm like, who is
Could
your
Could you imagine?
Hello.
I don't know where she's from.
She's from Russia. That, it was totally off. Hello. How do you do Russian?
And my third question, because yes, I am finishing some conversations from earlier that I still want answers on.
Pins or something.
I'm sorry, but you have to understand, I'm borderline okay with it because it's a man, but adult twins, may I say, freak me out.
I'm a twin.
I know. And I, especially if they're identical, that's a no for me. I don't believe in ghosts, but they give me the fucking spooks.
I get that.
And I think if you're hanging out with your adult twin and you're then grow up.
Totally.
But
getting free haircuts from twin's partner.
Not haircuts, hair add-ons. Hair the opposite of a haircut.
Apologies.
Oh, she did everything.
Did she do
don't
it
Don't even worry. Yeah. I was
maybe
in there for hours
like you had full
for free.
Sex with your twin's girlfriend.
I blew my brother's girlfriend. I moggied her cunt.
Ah!
Can you say it like that?
No, we don't know. We've never heard this phrase before.
I will say I did that podcast in Liverpool and I couldn't understand a word anyone was saying. Like Liverpoolian accents.
It's Liverpoolian. Strong.
Scouse. Yeah. Accents
or
are so hard.
Liverpudlian,
like pick one.
Yeah. Well, Poodle. Yeah, that's fair. That's actually fair.
They were like a scouse. I'm like, what scouse? That's not even close to the word Liverpool.
They do have very strong accents, but like I think New Jersey has some of the maddest accents
it's
in
true.
The world.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
Snooki's not a name. You know what I mean?
Snooki is
no.
a name for
no.
us.
It is her name. It is her name.
No, but it's not. Well, actually, it's not.
Well, her name's Nicole.
Yeah, come on.
What?
Come on, you know this.
Oh, that's actually pissed me off.
What? I get that.
It's Snooki.
No,
I
it's
wish
Nicole
her...
and Jennifer. Come on.
JWoww and Snooki.
I know JWoww.
I know JWoww.
Who's Jennifer?
Those I know.
Fucking... Well,
but like, I like, is Long Island really close to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know Teresa Caputo from the Long Island Medium.
I don't know her, but we are trying to get her on our podcast and
Who
she will
this?
Not answer.
Who is this?
Teresa.
You
Teresa
don't know
Caputo.
Teresa Caputo?
No. What are you both screaming, Teresa?
Oh my God.
Teresa.
Teresa. Hello?
That's
She's
right.
amazing.
That's exactly right.
So she just wanders around her life in
right.
Long Island, nails the hair. Like she's all
That's
ready
right.
to go.
The
hair. The hair. Oh my God, I love your hair.
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 So far away in so many different directions.
One more time. Oh my God, I love your hair.
No, I see. Now I'm hearing your accents too
see,
much.
Now I'm
hair.
Hearing your
fucking hair.
Your fucking hair.
Better.
Hair. Your fucking hair. She's got her hair and her nails and her husband and her kids, and she lives with spirit.
So like, oh my God. Everywhere, she's a Long Island medium.
Yeah. So everywhere she goes, spirit comes and talks to her, and then she's got to stop cooking, be like, hey, okay, right, who's got a granddad? I can't do the accent.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to do the accent, but it is going to come out English now because I've been doing English so much. She's like, talks like this, and she's like, listen, I'm getting a vibe from the audience that maybe your uncle died and he wants to tell you something. And he's like, don't swim in the swimming pool because I didn't clean it before I died.
Yeah. And then everyone
that
cries.
That will be her whole vision. And everyone's like, oh my God.
She's doing pool admin?
She has a reality TV show. The Long Island Medium.
I'm obsessed.
It's the best show on TV.
It's incredible. But there's also like moments that are so...
What channel is this?
TLC, The Learning Channel. And we need to remember that it is originally an education channel before everyone starts slagging it off, because I'm done with that.
Slagging it off.
Oh my God, it all comes back.
Not what you think it is.
You guys are so confusing and you speak in riddles, and I'm happy to be here.
I don't know why I feel
like... Do you like riddles?
Sure.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you've opened a can of worms. Are you happy, Gabby?
I don't know what's going on now.
Look what you've done. Well,
I have forests, but no trees. I have oceans, but no fishes. What am I?
Do it again.
I forgot it. I have forests, but no trees. I have oceans, but no fishes. What am I?
Shopping mall.
A map. You're an idiot. Shopping mall.
Show your working.
Shopping mall.
Gabby, show your working. Show your what's it? Where's the forest?
I just said that.
You
I
panicked.
Didn't even.
You panicked.
I panicked and I said, and I let my ass take over. That came out of my ass through my and I said, shopping mall.
Okay. Well, listen.
I travel the world, yet I have no passport. What am I?
My ex-boyfriend.
Tell her she's wrong.
I can't. I was going to say stamp, but each to their own. Yeah.
Listen. That's nice. Fly. Is this the man, the Englishman?
Yes. I've dated a handful of Englishmen, though. It's sort of my kink.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that
I know.
It's a very weird kink.
It's really random.
You like them repressed.
I like them just like...
in you and farting half as you sex.
Oh, well, of course, but every guy does that.
Oh, my God.
English guys, I just love how miserable they are. And it's like, it's so like pathetic. And I just love it. They're so vulnerable.
They've all got like mental
health problems.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, my life is like so horrible. And I'm like, why?
Oh my God.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
And that's appealing to you?
And that's my drama.
Oh my gosh.
That was awful.
Wow, that is fascinating.
Yeah, but their lives aren't horrible. Like,
oh, then you're going to be like, yeah, but their lives are awful.
Are horrible. No, English men just are like, boo-hoo, my life sucks. And it's like,
wow,
you're fine.
You're fine.
They do feel victimized, I think, a lot more than men from other countries in general.
Gosh, that's amazing. Have you watched the new Squid Games?
Yes.
No.
Oh, my God, it's phenomenal.
I think Gabby's out partying at the weekends, Catherine.
Oh, right.
I have a
you
feeling
can watch it during
that
the week.
We're
you
at
can watch
home.
It during the day.
Yeah, but
you
we're
can watch
watching
it in the morning.
On Saturday
I'm
night,
fine.
Baby girl.
I like how you think I'm a party girl.
Well,
I work every night. I'm a comedian. I work every goddamn night.
That's true. Do you go out for drinks afterwards?
Never.
And you think she's keeping this figure and complexion by going out afterwards? Are you crazy? Come on.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a well-rested
shows
woman.
All night and then you go put on your face mask and you go to sleep.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah.
You and me.
Look at us.
You know what I remind like us two hanging out of? You're like Kate Blanchett, the Lady of the Woods from Lord of the Rings, and I'm Arwen, Liv Tyler.
Oh my God, you have to let this go. You have
oh my
to
God.
That's what we look
How
like.
Many people have you said that to?
Like, so many. She said it on this podcast too many times.
I'd say
so many times.
2 weeks ago I said I look like Arwen, and then today was
and
the first
everyone
time
was silent.
I thought I'd like make that a thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good Lord. May I say that my point was Squid Games. The British men are like, let's just play fair. And an American man in his interview said the words, I'm a competitor because Jesus was a competitor.
I love
and
that.
And I'm like,
yeah.
What endgame capitalist reading of the Bible are you doing, sir?
Who was Jesus competing against, honestly, by the way?
He had to sacrifice
Judas.
Himself for the sins of humanity. What do you mean? He lost, if that's what you mean.
Like, he gave up immediately,
yeah,
by the
what
way.
Are you talking about? He was a competitor. It was so weird. He was like, let me take care of the weak and the sick. Who's like, It was wild. He was the son of God.
I'm a competitor because Jesus is a competitor.
Yeah, because Jesus was a competitor.
Americans love to take whatever Jesus was and make him whatever we want him to be.
It's wild. Yeah. Really fascinating. But my point is, I guess you're not going to get that same pathetic quality from men who are like, Jesus was a competitor.
No, Americans are so, especially American athletes, they're just perfectly dumb. Like Travis Kelce, for example.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever looked into anything he's ever said.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that sweet, sweet baby boy.
Is he dumb?
He could barely read.
Oh, bless him.
I know. My friend. Yeah.
But he doesn't have to read. He's so good at football.
It's really sweet. My friend Rosebud is a writer for SNL. And
you
she
have
always
a friend called Rosebud?
Yes.
Obviously, she's got a friend called Rosebud.
I've got a friend called Helga.
I've got a Helga and five Berthas at home.
Okay, Rosebud means Rosebud a different Baker. Thing to me, and that's fine. Baker's awesome.
She's an amazing comedian.
Oh my God, yes, she is. She's awesome.
She writes for SNL, and she has a story about how she was walking by Travis Kelce's dressing room, and he was practicing how to read.
Oh,
that's
Travis.
So cute.
Reading is hard.
I
and not
know,
everyone
for
can
him.
Do it.
Yeah.
Too pure for my heart.
I know.
Actually think it would be so showy offy if NFL players, who are like the greatest athletes of all time, could also read.
Well, yeah, it's ridiculous to think.
You got to read cue cards. I'd read them before going on.
Yeah.
I'd practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't everyone else?
Yeah.
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 Am I dumb?
Wait a minute.
Oh my God, am I thick?
Oh, I love the phrase thick.
Do you?
Yeah, because that means like bodacious in America, but you guys are
bodacious.
It means like
curvy, right? Yeah. It means
I'm thick.
Like a thick.
Here it's like, am I thick?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my thick I love shirt. Bodacious as a swap out for thick.
Yeah.
Bodacious. Yes and yes, Helen. So the question
I'm
is
both,
this.
Actually.
Shout
you,
out.
You're both versions.
I'm thick.
You're thick. Gabby Bryant,
yeah.
What kind of advice giver are you?
I give horrible advice.
Really?
Yay. No, actually, I take that back. I, okay, actually, cut that out. Just kidding, don't. I think I should have been a therapist, and I actually give really good advice that off stage. On stage, I often give people advice that is just so wrong.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm talking more like interpersonally.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think you should have been a therapist?
I think I would have been a really good therapist.
If I went into a room and wanted to talk about compulsive overeating and you're sitting there,
I
would
glorious.
Fucking lose it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd rip every eyelash out of your fucking face.
I will say
I wouldn't pay for the session.
Helen, oh, my God.
Genuinely, I was in hospital, as you know, with mental illness about over a decade ago. And there was a therapist, a psychologist who you did one-on-one therapy with, and it was about eating and also about perfectionism. And I walked into this woman's office. It was honestly like immaculate. The symmetry in the space was phenomenal. She was wearing a pencil skirt and heels.
Well, that's offensive.
She was so thin. She sat down and she was like, so why is it you think you focus so much on order and perfection? And I was like, I'm gonna need an out. I need a button. I need to press a button.
Is this a WeWork? What are you talking about?
Honestly, I was like, I was like, have you had a snack in the last 8 years? Because if you haven't, you can't talk to me about food issues. Like, this is wild.
She's like, I only eat hummus.
Honestly, she was like, food is the thing I talk about at work. It's not a thing I do. Like, she was like,
I drink water. I'm an adult.
It's like, what are you talking about? So, with the greatest of respect, we'd all be livid if you were a therapist.
Okay.
Your face would have been wasted in a therapy room. Put it on TV, baby.
Well, thank you. I'll take all of this as
Come
a compliment.
On. But you think you're so good that you could be a therapist.
I think I give good but yet harsh advice.
That's my favorite,
okay.
though.
Do you know
I
what
do
I mean?
Think the older I get, the more I appreciate when someone goes, look, listen, that's not like
that's ridiculous.
It's so helpful, and it's like in the moment it can be a little bit like what, but it's like no, thank you for that.
Especially about girls' boyfriends too. I'm like, he's an asshole. Break up. Like I'm very unempathetic in that
That's
way.
That's so funny. I
really do with you talking to one of my friends actually.
Okay, just send them my number.
I will
think the harsh thought, and then I say exactly what it is I think the person wants me to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I'm like, oh wow, that's a horrible idea. Well, listen, there's
you should get married.
If that's what you want to do, you have to honor yourself.
In general, I do that, but then a couple of times I think I've been very honest.
Yeah. After the fact, I'll be honest, which is even more annoying as a friend to be like, I think this is correct. But I think, but on this, I find it easier because they themselves are not staring at me.
Right. Well, yeah.
So we have listener problems.
Oh, great.
Have at it. Let's hear it, Andrew.
What makeup do you wear?
This is a Summer Fridays lip butter.
Can I put some on?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Did you say, and look like you? Yeah. Are you Gabby's little sister now? Can I put some on and look like you?
Can
I wear your skin and look like you?
Totally. I'll take my hair off. I'll put it on your hair.
Don't say it to her. She'll be so happy.
No, it doesn't come
Twins.
Out. Okay.
On camera, your hair is a very similar color.
No, stop trying to look like her. It's so embarrassing. She already has a twin.
That makes me look dumb. Do I laugh like that?
Oh my God, my IQ is dropping.
Wait.
Fuck. I'm going brunette. I'm done.
No!
I'm going brunette.
By my hair.
We're going brunette.
Oh, slay. Oh my God.
What?
Like two Rory Gilmores.
Wait, that's
a
perfect...
I have never felt like more of a Paris. Roll the advice,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Well, first of all, just going through the inbox, apologies to so many people who you've not replied to, but thank you for all your emails. I have two options for you. I was going to let you pick. Either getting through an emotional low point or a big life decision.
Big life decision.
Yeah. Fabulous. Great choice.
Okay, so this is from...
Emotional low point, we'd just all like to say Domino's Pizza. Next.
Yeah, a bread bowl.
Oh,
bread
I think
bowl.
We just cleared about 30 emails from the inbox. Thank you.
Slay.
This is from E.
Hi,
E.
E says, I'm an 18-year-old trans man and I'm hoping to start testosterone soon.
Slay.
I was listening to your episode with Sarah Pascoe. So this was a few episodes ago.
Oh my gosh, E, sorry we're taking so long to get back to you. That was basically last Christmas. Wow.
It was exactly last Christmas.
Yeah, wow. Sorry, but here we are. And you're a 19-year-old trans man and we don't know whether or not you've done your testosterone, but we hope you did what you wanted.
Oh, happy birthday, E.
No, it wasn't his birthday. Listen, go on.
Yes.
But I am currently deciding whether or not to freeze my eggs because Ooh. I do want children when I'm older, but testosterone essentially makes you go through the menopause. Mm-hmm. To freeze my eggs, I'll have to take female hormones for a while and then get surgery, which I may have to pay for myself, and I don't know if I'm prepared to do that. I've also been on a waiting list for 4 years and I don't want to have to wait any longer for testosterone. I've always wanted biological kids, but now I just don't know. Can you help with a bit of, with this dilemma? I know it's a bit heavy, but you guys always make me laugh. And at the very least, I'm sure you'll make me feel better.
Oh, my God. What a sweet pumpkin pie. I feel insane answering this as like a cis woman, but...
It is. It's insane for us to wait in. And also, let's be honest, we're a year late, so he's probably made his decision.
You made your decision.
But we could certainly retrospectively have opinions on something that's got Maybe really no, we've no right to.
Is like thinking the same things and like trying to figure out what they want to do with eggs. And then we can be helpful.
I can speak towards freezing eggs.
Okay, great.
Because I think as you get older, you care less about like the organization of your life plan where you're like, I used to want to have kids at married at 32, married at 33, whatever.
I remember hearing these plans all the time.
The plans.
Married at 28, childless for 2 years, baby at 30, second baby at 30. Yeah, it was.
And then you hit 30 and you're like, I just don't want to die. That's all I care about, and let the wind take me, you know? So I think you may want biological kids now, and then when you get into your 30s, you could adopt. Like, there are other options. You may not even want kids by the time you're 30. So if it's going to ruin your life now and ruin your, especially being on a wait list, fuck that. Like, just, you'll find a way. You'll always find a way.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because I would say, you have no idea what you'll feel like, so freeze the eggs because then you have
to... I would 100% go that way as well. Like, but, I would like options, but I think it's a financial decision in
so
many
ways. So much money to freeze your eggs.
Gender dysphoria that may well be engendered by getting
the
hormones is a very intense process to go through. Yeah. And actually, I think that it's legit to go ahead. And I do actually agree with you, Gabby, a lot, which is to say that like I'm 35, didn't freeze my eggs, maybe should have but couldn't afford to at the time that I probably should have. Probably won't have biological children.
Just don't know.
I might, but it's very improbable. Well, it won't be the biological child of me and the person that I'm having children with, which I think actually in a way being queer sort of frees you from the like need for them to be
yours,
like, yours and the other person, like the one half of each of us, because you're like, well, that's not possible. So then if it's not possible, you realize it doesn't matter as much. And then you're like, well, I'd like a healthy kid who's, or a happy kid, or I'd like a kid that I can facilitate and care for.
Yeah.
But I think beyond that, I wouldn't say you have too many demands. My point being, if you are happy, if you are yourself, you'll probably be a better parent to whatever child you have.
Yeah.
Should you want them when you are adult enough to have them, which isn't to say that you couldn't do now, but come on, you're 19, have a great lifey. Go live your gorgeous life.
Did you say lifey? Have a great lifey.
E.
Oh, all right, yeah, okay.
Comma, E.
Lifey.
Have a great lifey. Have a great lifey. No, but what do you think, Helen?
I think it's very complicated.
It totally is. You don't get to opt out when it's very complicated.
I'm just like, okay.
You're talking to three cis women in their 30s.
You're a young
question
man.
Question mark 30s?
I'm 29, I'm almost 30.
Oh my God, you... That is amazing.
Me too.
I would really? Say...
No, I'm 32. That was sick.
You could say 24 and I'd be like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Botox. I just got it redone.
I feel better about my treatment.
I should get Botox.
I'm addicted to Botox.
Yeah. Is it really fun?
That's not really a good sell.
I look at a lot.
I'm addicted to it.
I'm addicted to it.
I don't make any choices about bread.
Wait, I love bread too.
Yeah.
Wait, there's something about Botox where you don't think you need it, and then you're like, oh, let me just try it. And then you look at your face, you're like, I look 3,000 times better.
Gabby, but I genuinely went in there the first time being like, they're going to be like, it's against the Hippocratic Oath. You're too young. We couldn't possibly, you look amazing.
We wouldn't dare touch perfection.
Yeah, what a good business
you
model.
You could not possibly, genuinely, they were like, hurry, quick, get in here, come on.
You are 10 years
you're
too
so
late.
You're so late.
Yeah. Okay,
but back to E.
I personally, right. I'm aware of how much it costs to freeze eggs from a couple of friends who have done it. It is, and it's an ongoing cost. Like, I mean, you have to pay for the storage of them.
Mm-hmm. It's rent. It's another rent.
It's huge.
And then you have to do IVF then.
For a possibility sucks. And not a guarantee. And it's not, and I think when people say things like, oh, getting eggs, like you're clearly aware of like the hormone treatments, but like you have to put your body into the state to produce the eggs, people can extract them. It is still like an invasive operation. Like, it's a really big thing for a maybe, and the idea that having kids means it's biological, I know is like shifting away, but like it's such a big thing to, I don't know. I think, yeah, I'm deciding for myself at the moment whether I want to do it. So I'm really bad at this because I'm like, it's such a massive thing. I do you want to have a family? But I've never felt the need for it to be biological. Mm-hmm. But I also would hate to get rid of an option because I didn't try. But also financially, the trying for a possibility is so huge. It's mad. Like if it was a free service and 100%, I'd be like, everyone just like, keep your options open if you want to do it.
Yeah, fill your freezer.
Yeah, let's fucking do it. But like,
at least a top drawer. I would give it a whole top drawer.
Well, you got your
freezer. I think if you're in the financial position, then 100% do it. If you've got money, then I'd say just like do it and give yourself as many options in life as possible because options just make everything easier and more freeing. Mm-hmm. If you don't, just remember that like, that you're not saying that you're never going to have a child biologically. Actually, no, for E they are though, because this is the change. This is the putting a body into menopause.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you just figure that out?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, he'd be ruling it out.
It's now or never.
Yeah. Well, it was last year.
Say, Ellen. Look, E, well, I guess what we're saying is we're all on the...
Get a cat. Get a dog.
No, I think what we're saying is like...
Wait.
Get a go.
You and I, at least, Helen, are on the cusp of making this decision or having this... I think I've made the decision, which is that I can't afford to, and that I'll figure out a different way to have a family.
Whereas I'm going
to
share my cell of the studio.
You're going to what?
Sell my share of this studio.
Well, you know we're not
get
on the studio.
Botox, and then we're going to get our eggs taken out together too.
Okay. Maybe they can do it at the same time.
Let's go together.
Yeah.
And while we're under, let's get big tits. I think we should do that together. These are my dream tits. Do you understand?
Are they really?
Yes.
What here we go.
I have no tits. This, if you could give me one tit and then I could...
spread in between them.
Yeah.
I want mass.
You with these.
Yeah.
You want to have like slow-mo vibes all the time?
I want to turn a corner and be like...
You know? You want to follow your boobs around the corner?
Yeah, I want people to look at me and be like, that's not even structurally sound.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my dream.
Really?
I'd rather, here's my advice to you, E. Save your money on eggs, get tits. Well, you don't want tits.
No.
Save
your money on eggs, get...
Whatever procedure you want, get the abs.
Get that's the what I abs.
Said. Abs.
Because we're twins.
Yes, get the implanted abs. That's guy tits.
I love how we went from being like, wow, a bit nervous about answering this as cis women to, how about you, a young trans man, just save your money and get tits. Or abs, whatever you want. I would say that was a fail. Next piece of advice.
It's such a hard question though.
Would be therapist, hard. Gabby Brown.
I'm a therapist. Get tits.
We have time for one more problem. Do you have time
well,
for one more problem?
Well, but all I will say, all I will say to E is once you've made your decision, you be resolute in it. Like, you've made your choice and you go and you celebrate the next choices and options that you have in life, because it's not a closed door completely to, like, as far as creating a family. But, like, once you're resolute in it, like, and then go for the next part.
Live.
Right, I'm not freezing my eggs, but there's, look at all these amazing ways that I could create a family still in my life.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
And like, celebrate those instead of commiserating.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you'd be able to like keep going with it.
Totally.
Hard agree. Love that. Gabby.
Shout out to Squirrels.
Yeah, wait, I want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
My mantra these days is protect my peace. Protect your peace.
That was so American, actually.
It was.
My body actually cringed.
We both stopped because we didn't have
I couldn't
good
look at you.
Say.
I actually couldn't
just
look
let
at
it
you.
Hit.
We couldn't say anything good, so we chose silence.
You both were like, just
no,
listen.
Sorry, one more time. We'll be better this
you
time.
You got it.
So your mantra.
My mantra. Mm-hmm. Let it hit. Everyone, untighten your assholes. My mantra
for the white
is,
girl to give us her mantra.
Is my mantra that I learned from goop.com. Protect your peace. If everything is making you miserable, cut out things that are making you miserable. And then you could start building back in the things that you could deal with and the causes, whatever. But I just think life is too short to be miserable.
Yeah, Gabby, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. I know. I regretted that too.
Play the music.
Thank you.
Gabby, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Gabby is Brian, GABBYISBRYAN.
Gorgeous. And do you have a podcast?
I have my own podcast called La Podcast.
Oh,
L apostrophe podcast with comedian icon Zach Senor. That's Slay. Available everywhere.
Phenomenal.
And
I hate that you learned Slay today and just can't stop it.
No, last week.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
It's sometimes that's one that'll hit like lit. You know,
it's
when you say
so
lit, you're
annoying.
Like, you wish you could shove it back into
your mouth. Yeah, I'm like, there has to be a count on this number of times she said Slay today because it's giving me a headache.
My favorite thing this weekend is when my housemates come back from doing a gig, I go, Slay King Slay. And then he cries.
Hell.
And then he cries.
He hates it.
Okay, so wait. So La Podcast.
La Podcast.
They can find you online.
Find me
online.
They
can come see you at shows.
Come see me at shows.
Will you be back in the UK soon?
I'll definitely be back in the spring. I'm sort of trying to be bi-coastal, but instead of New York and LA, it's New York and London.
Whoa.
So I'm going to try to come back a lot and tour as much as
I can.
I'm doing
cool.
that with Disney World.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah, London and Orlando.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. No.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I respect your wishes
leave it,
to
leave
go.
Leave it. It's fine. It's not worth it. It's genuinely not worth it.
Does your brother...
Where do you go? Milan or something? Or like,
I go to Milan. Darling, I go to Milan.
Do you not go to Disney ever?
I go, no.
No.
Where do you go on holidays?
Six Flags or something.
Six Flags.
Slay.
And what's it called?
We don't know if you go there.
Medieval Times!
Medieval Times.
You've been?
Medieval Times. I'm actually going next
month. It's also a history lesson.
Next month.
Whoa.
I'm going
Which
next
one?
Month.
Which one?
The one in New Jersey.
Of course. You'd love that. That'd be a great
and
day.
And they pick a princess on each side.
And you get to eat a big thing of meat.
Like a turkey. Like.
Gosh, well, I'm tired. Have a lovely day, everyone. Give it up for Gabby Friend.
Protect your peace.
Protect your peace.
Her
I mean
peace.
It.
She means it.
I feel like I might have heard Kourtney Kardashian say that at some point. Thank you so much to our executive producers, Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deakin, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, and Madeline Quinn.
And thank you also to our producers, Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bowles, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel Laura, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Sport, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G., Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony.
Why won't you separate them?
Kerry Sooth, Charlie.
I can't believe you did it 2 weeks in a row. Sorry, keep going, keep going, keep going. I believe in you. Sorry to the producers.
Kerry Sooth, Charlie A, KC, Haley Wharf. Thank you all so much! Yay!